This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code minimalist for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. Whether your family has been doing devotions together for years, or this is the first time introducing them, building a family of faith is just what you need to help your family connect with one another, grow in faith, and learn how physical activity can influence your relationships and your faith. Who better to guide you than Andy Dooley, a passionate leader, pastor, social media influencer, fitness professional, and father of four who has worked with families for more than 18 years through sports, fitness, and ministry. Andy was a joy to speak with, and I think this episode will serve as an encouragement for those of you who are looking to reignite the time spent with not only your family, but God too. I also want to put it out there that if you have a recommendation of someone you'd love to hear on the Minimalist Moms podcast, shoot me a direct message, an email, or there's a new form on minimalistmomspodcast.com that you could fill out. I'm looking to speak with anyone that is under the umbrella, if you will, of minimalism. So simple living, intentional living, minimalism of any sort, I'd love to chat with them. My goal with this podcast is to introduce you to a variety of voices, and you can take what you want from these conversations and leave what doesn't work best for your family. So for those of you interested in this conversation, I hope it's beneficial to you. Otherwise, I'll see you back here next Tuesday. Let's get into this conversation with Andy Dooley. Andy, thank you so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm honored.
I'm really excited to have you. One of my goals for this year was to have more dads, more men on the show, just to give some different perspectives, because I think that hearing from all types of different perspectives is so important in my life. And so I'm glad to have you here. But before we get into our conversation today, we're going to be talking about devotionals together with your family and why that's important. Devotional time, I should say. Before we get there, why don't you go ahead, introduce yourself and tell me who I'm talking to?
Yes. Well, you're talking to Andy Dooley. I am a fitness coach, author, and entrepreneur. I have had the privilege and honor to be able to connect with families throughout all of those stages, which is really cool. And I just love what I get to do because I love people.
And how did you get into all of this? Because fitness coach, you have a podcast?
I do.
Podcaster, fitness coach, author. How did this all kind of come together?
Well, it's funny. I have always been a creative person. And initially, the creativity came from being a sketch artist. I always was drawing, but every single thing that I do, creativity is a part of it. Even the way I would dress, I've always had a desire to just create. So from social media, I started with Instagram, and then it started blooming into different things. And then my TikTok took off. I did a podcast during 2020, which a lot of things happened in 2020. I'll get into more of that because that has to do with the book as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy writing a book during the pandemic, or it sounds like obviously this is releasing now, that yours was prompted through the pandemic. And I'm assuming, not to put words in your mouth, that that came from family time.
I don't know if you remember when the pandemic hit, it almost felt like it was an extended vacation. You're like, not sure what's going on, but you like it because you get to stay home a little bit. And during that time, we had just moved to Seattle, Washington, 12 days before the pandemic. So we got here. I started work on March 1st, and then I was sent home 12 days after on furlough.
Oh my gosh.
And with that, I'm sitting there like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And then the first case of COVID in the States was here in Seattle, Washington, in Kirkland, like not far from us. So we were wondering like, wow, Lord, did we really hear you? You know, are we supposed to come here? And what prompted this book was I went outside and I noticed there were so many people. It just felt weird. It felt almost as if it was like a Labor Day or something where people were out and about on a random Tuesday. And from that point on, I started doing daily walks and getting steps in. And I was having conversations with new people, people and friends. And I was noticing how much I loved being home with my family. However, I started hearing stories of people being annoyed with the closeness of being at home with their family. They thought they were close, but they didn't realize that gap in time from going to work and being away from home, traveling, and then coming home really quick and just touching base briefly, they weren't really as close. And so I was hearing about families breaking up, divorces, and it really burdened my heart because I wanted to like figure out a way to bring families closer together and draw them nearer to God. So that's how that happened.
I feel like it was not make or break it, because I think that we are capable of more than we think. And I think, for instance, a marriage, there are some absolute deal breakers that the Bible does talk about. And I have empathy and compassion for people going through those experiences. But I think sometimes we do just feel annoyed. So we kind of throw in the towel a little bit too soon, or maybe we were finding that because we were faced with like that person constantly being around. So I know that surprisingly, COVID was pretty good for my husband and I, and we haven't always gotten along, but that was a good time for us. But I think you're right. I think that when we're faced with something on a daily basis, it makes us confront ourselves and the things that maybe we don't like about ourselves, but also the things that like annoy us about other people. But I always tell myself too, I'm like, regardless of what relationship I'm in, you're always going to find whomever you're around annoying, for lack of a better word. There's always going to be something that bothers you about another human, because we're all sinners and we're not perfect. And so trying to combine two lives, whether it's your partner or with your children, getting all these people together is very complicated and it can be frustrating.
100%.
So that was what prompted you to write this book. But I'm wanting to know, why did you feel the need that the devotional time was going to be so profound to people's life, even outside of COVID?
Because what I noticed was the intentional time that you spend with your family can create a closeness that you just can't manufacture. You just can't. I can't sit there and say, if I do 1 + 1, this is going to equal this. You just have to spend time with each other, and not just spend time with each other, but do things together, compete, have fun, do things in a way that causes you to lean on each other, which brings closeness. A lot of times when you go through hard times in your life and those people that are around you that you end up being comfortable with leaning in on, you guys develop a bond and you get closer. And so that's why I felt as if I could create a template and have an intentional ways for families to get around each other, that bond will slowly start to build. And then you have a common goal with going through a devotional, having intentional time together. I'm marking this time to spend with my family. And from that point on, it will draw you closer to each other. And then with the core of it, drawing you nearer to God was the whole goal of this book.
Absolutely. And you say simple and fun devotions to, again, draw you closer to each other and nearer to God. And so I'm wondering, did you use examples when you were first starting to brainstorm for this book? Were you doing some of these things and you're like, oh, here we go, we can write this down, this is an activity? Or what did that look like? Like, I guess your brainstorming process and how you ended up completing this list.
It was literally things that we were doing. For example, we did this thing in the summertime where we said, you know what? There's 68 days till the end of summer. We're going to do, for our family, we did 100 push-ups a day. So we have 4 kids. So the older ones will get $1. My wife and I get $1 a day if we complete 100 push-ups a day. Seems daunting and seems like crazy, but it's throughout the day. So if you did 10 here, 10 there, and then we had a 1.5-year-old, and then my son at the time was like 4. They get 25 cents just to do it. But it was something that brought us closer to each other. And so we did lots of things like that. We would go to Target. You'll see in my book, like, we talk about our Target runs and the things that we do at Target and how they get to spend money. And we show them real life situations. So what you're getting in here are a lot of the things that our family actually do. And then we saw actually worked.
It's really interesting to ask questions that seem deep, but hearing little kids' responses, I think sometimes we think we can't engage with them in such a way, but it is curious to see some of their profound answers. I don't know. My daughter always catches me off guard, and she's 7.5. And I think the intentionality behind asking questions, whether they are in regards to God or just something that we're experiencing in our day-to-day, I think it's very worthwhile. And it does create such a deeper bond with one another, because I definitely don't think of myself as like, I'm not just my kid's friend, I should say. I definitely understand the parent-child dynamic, but in a certain way, like I want to be friendly and have a friendship with them too. So I think that that type of, again, intentionality to, again, for lack of a better word, is how to do that. Because that's what we do with our friends, you know?
Totally, yeah.
What are other things that you did? I wanted you to provide some examples. So you mentioned the target run, the push-ups. What are other things that you found to be really fun? What is something else that's been really unique?
So one of the things we used to do was we would find a scripture at the beginning of the week. My wife and I would come together, find a scripture that was meaningful for our family and then decently easy for them to memorize. So we'll present it in the first part of the week and then we'll go over it, recite it, and we'll say, everyone, we have to memorize this by the end of the week. If you memorize it, you get to go have dessert at your favorite spot. That was one thing. So it was really cool hearing the girls and my son trying to recite it throughout the week. It's bringing them closer. My wife and I were in the car with the kids. And at random times, we're like, okay, what is the scripture? And so us piecing it together as a family to come up with the actual verse. So it just was little things like that. Another thing is that we pray every night before we go to bed. That's just the way we end our day. We make sure we pray together. And hearing kids pray is so beautiful. Because it's authentic, it's genuine, it's real. And sometimes, like you said, some of the most profound things you're going to hear will come out of a kid's mind. And it's fitting with your minimalist podcast in a sense of they will cut out some of the fluff and just minimize their clear, precise thought. There's other times where they can just ramble all over the place. But a lot of the times when it comes to prayer, for some reason, it doesn't have to be super long-winded. It could just be so precise, so clear. And that's a moment for my wife and I to impart and pray over our kids, literally touch them, pray over their owies, pray over some of our neighbors. It's a powerful moment.
Absolutely. And it's such a good habit for us to get into too. And for them seeing us being in that habit. And that is a go-to. I've tried to pray for my kids every single night since they've been born. I mean, I miss a night if I'm not around, but it's just something that I do think is so important for both of us. And so that's so funny that you said that in regards to simplicity when it comes to their perspective of the world. And yeah, I think they're not jaded or they're not cynical. And so they can just kind of see things for how they are. Obviously, yeah. They don't have a ton of wisdom, but in certain ways, that is wise to break it all down to that simple, non-complex point of view.
Right. And what's cool is the kids are growing up. Once you create consistency in a household, that's going to be etched in their mind. Stay consistent with certain things or traditions. That's how they're going to remember their childhood and attach it to our family. So for us, even if we've had them with a babysitter, they want to pray before they go to bed. So we'll call in if we're out of town and pray with them before they go to bed. So it's a very beautiful thing to create traditions and consistency as a family.
If you're planning to cut back on alcohol this dry January, Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. Recess has meticulously crafted familiar favorites such as Lime Margarita and Grapefruit Paloma, allowing you to savor the flavors and experience of these cocktails without the alcohol content. Throughout January, my listeners can take advantage of a special offer and get 15% off the Recess Mocktail Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/minimalist. Every can of Recess boasts a lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients and a calorie count of 25 or less. It's a guilt-free option for winding down during dry January. Again, whether it's the end of a demanding day, a dinner gathering, or simply a moment to unwind, these mocktails are the perfect choice. You won't miss the alcohol, and you certainly won't miss dealing with a hangover. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/minimalist so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom?
Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today.
Are you ready to take your gardening game to the next level this year? If you're anything like my husband and me, you've been getting your hands dirty in the garden, learning the ropes, and dreaming of a bountiful harvest. Well, let me tell you about Coast of Maine planting soil, our secret weapon for a thriving garden. Everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. Their living soils are carefully crafted to enhance soil structure, provide essential nutrients, and promote robust plant growth. With a diverse portfolio of products for all your gardening needs, they're rooted in sustainable practices and a commitment to organic excellence. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. Their products make organic gardening simple, approachable gardening for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
So what are a couple other ideas that you have that you recommend in your book?
One of my favorites is called Push Pause. We live in a world right now where it's insanely busy and are telling you 24/7, 365, if you want to reach your goals, you have to do this, have to get up at 3 a.m., only get a couple hours of sleep. And that's what the billionaires do. That's what millionaires do. All the successful people do. At the end of the day, if you have faith in God, the Bible tells you, you need a Sabbath. You need to find a way to press pause. There's time to push and go hard and put your work in, but you have to pause and rest. Just imagine all that God can do within minutes of that day that you're resting compared to all the work we're striving to do on our own. And so reminding our family to pause. Like Friday, we do a thing called Friday Family Fun Night. Super fun for us. The kids get excited. We go to the dollar store. They get to choose their candy like they're going to a movie theater. Choose whatever they want for a dollar. Typically, my wife would take them there and we'd come back each week. We rotate on who gets to choose what movie. And then obviously we have a screening filtering system of how we do that. But it's just super simple. Being able to get together Friday Family Fun Night, we call it Triple FN, and sit down, watch a movie with some snacks, and then we'll talk about the movie. It's just a great time with each other to be able to just be intentional.
Yeah, I really like that. We need to get better about that. I think it is so hard to have your personal goals as an adult. Like you do have to die to yourself and say, no, I have to prioritize these kids. This is what I chose to do. This was a decision that we chose together. We wanted to have children. And so, especially in these foundational years, which actually I think all the time that they're in your house is foundational, regardless of whether they're little or teenagers, maybe even certain ways like teenagers are even more critical being around and having these intentional conversations. But yeah, I think that is something that, especially I live in Ohio and it's going to get colder here. And I think the coziness of the winter kind of lends itself to say, we're going to be cozied in this weekend, snuggling in this weekend, and we're going to take some time to do that with one another. Cause I think it kind of like does force you to stop. Just you're not outside for nearly as long as you are in the summer. So right.
Yeah, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, actually.
You grew up in Columbus, Ohio?
I did.
Oh, yep. That's where I am.
That's awesome. I saw that. I saw you. Yeah. Are you a Buckeye fan?
I went to Ohio State, but my husband loves the Buckeyes. I'm like almost 6 feet tall, like just under, and I'm not athletic in the slightest. I'm more of a creative. Everyone always said I was athletic. No, I mean, I appreciate the Buckeyes. I appreciate the culture of it, but it does ruin people's days. Like my dad, if the Buckeyes lose, it's a bad day.
For sure.
I don't love that.
Buckeyes are diehards. I mean, you get off the airport, you see Buckeye stuff, gas stations, your Walmarts.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. But, oh, that's so cool. Wait, how long did you live here?
I grew up in Ohio. I was born in Hawaii.
Oh.
And I moved when I was 3 or 4. We went to Lima, Ohio when I was in 6th grade.
Were you a military family? Hawaii? Yeah. Okay.
Cool. My mom's from Trinidad. And then my dad was born in Indiana, but he grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
So. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, my mom's from Indianapolis. So cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I love it here. I think it's a great place. We get the four seasons, which I really appreciate. So
yes, I agree.
So you've given us some things that you've done in your household, and I'm wondering how you would encourage people to, I don't know, I think it can feel daunting to have to do one more thing, or we're so busy, but I mean, again, this is our family and this is our choice that we've made. And so I think that it needs to take priority in life. So I guess what other encouragement do you have for listeners that haven't implemented these devotionals, but are looking to do so?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say, give yourself grace, parents. Parents, you're doing better than you think. There's a lot of us that are hard on ourselves. There's a lot of times we feel like we're not measuring up or doing well. We may compare ourselves to other families. Don't compare yourself to anyone, because that breeds doubt, which will delay your purpose. You can imagine. I always think of, there was an Olympics where, I think it was Phelps, he was like swimming. The other guy, his competitors right next to him, and there's a picture of the competitor literally looking at Phelps while they're swimming. And what happens is, when you're looking at something, you kind of drift that way and it takes you off course. So if you're worried about someone else, or you're worried about other families where they're at, that's going to keep you from what God has called you to do with your family. Mm. And I really believe you are better off being who God's created you to be. And take your time. This devotional is literally set up as a template for a beginner. If you've never taken your family through any type of discipling, or never done a devotional, it's easy. It's set up for you. You could just read this scripture and go through each part. And then you're going to find out how much you start to fall in love with family, prayer, and a desire to want to know more about God. And that's the ultimate, wanting to get to know about God, because he's the architect of us. Mm-hmm. He designed us. Why not go to the architect to find out how he created you? So I just want to leave you with encouragement, saying, just give yourself grace. Take one day at a time. You may have a rough day. You may snap on your kids one day. Guess what? You can apologize, put your pride aside, and then start fresh the very next day.
That's a good word for sure. I was trying to think about it as you were talking, just some of our intentionality as a family. Where is that time spent? And I think it's typically in nature. We really like to be outside together. So even if push-ups aren't your thing, maybe you can find something, fill in the blank, that you can fill in for a devotional for that day, and find scripture that has to do with the miracle of the world that God has given us. So yeah, I think that we can take a lot away from what you've written. So Well, where can listeners find a copy of your book and connect with you online if they want to do so?
Yes, I keep it simple. If you go to my Instagram, Andy, the letter L, Dooley. So Andy L. Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. In my bio, I have a beacon link. You click on that link and it has my podcast. It has where you could pre-order or buy my book and everything else. My TikTok, all of my YouTubes, everything is in that one link.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for joining me today. This was really wonderful. And I hope that it encourages people as they do devotionals with their families. So thanks for your time.
Truly my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What did you think of the episode? If you enjoyed this conversation, I want to encourage you to leave a rating and review if you haven't done so yet. Leaving a rating and review is the best way you can help this podcast continue to succeed and grow. Again, thank you to everyone who supports the Minimalist Moms by listening, leaving those rating and reviews, or following along on social media at Minimalist Moms Podcast. As always, I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com, and there you can find links to the Instagram account, my Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.